Hello, this is Natalie Marby, and I'm a CBT therapist, and you're listening to the second half of my conversation with my guest Felix. And we will talk about how to find your purpose in life. And this second half is about the practical way to find your purpose in life. In the first half of this recording, we talked about the theory behind it. What is purpose? Why can't people find their purpose? And Felix was presenting a lot of questions, and especially about how to do this practically. So
Yes.
you're already laughing, Felix. So hello. Hello back. Well,
Hi.
hello
Hi.
back. And yeah, we will now discuss ways of, especially because I work with CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and it offers some practical tools to find your purpose. And it all has to do with so the two steps I presented in the first half was not judging yourself, because it starts with self-criticism. For example, I want to move into the woods, but I can't do that. That's a judgment. So question that. Ask yourself, why not? What is actually keeping me from doing what I want to do? There's often this urge in people to do something, and they're holding themselves back. And ask yourself, what is that? What are the reasons? And it mostly is because you want to please society, your parents, or you're scared of being judged. That's also judgment, a judgment topic. And I forgot what my second step was. What was it? Not judging and.
I noted down something like recognizing urges or kind of like go against
Conditioning,
ourselves,
yes.
conditioning, yeah.
Yes. The second step was to identify when you are looking towards conditioned way of thinking. Like, for example, I want to move into the woods. I want to find peace. I want to be in nature. But then the voice in your head says, oh, you're such a weirdo. Nobody will want to talk to you again. You will have no friends, and that's conditioned thinking. You cannot, and this is what I said in the first half, you can't find your purpose if you are trying to please the world in the same at the same time, because your conditioned thinking is keeping you from finding your purpose. And now you, Felix, were asking, so how? So what's your immediate question?
How can I kind of channel, or how can I kind of face this voice of expectations and kind of go against it in a sense?
Okay. Let's take some examples, some crazy thing you would like to do. I don't know, open up a surf school. In, I don't know, give me some
In
example.
Bali.
In Bali. Okay.
Yeah.
So you, Felix, want to move to Bali and work as a surf instructor. Okay. And then the voice in your head will maybe say, that's crazy. Yeah, that's not what that will not work. That's for people who are 18, 19, and you're during your gap year, you could do that. Yeah. Or I don't know, what kind of thoughts would you have?
Yeah, kind of like this, like are you would kind of leave your well-built nest, your financial
Yes,
security,
yes, yes.
your friend circle, your
Yes,
family, all
yes.
that.
Yes. So you would lose. That's what the voice says. Yeah. And this is what you need to identify, what the voice is actually saying. You will lose. You will lose your comfort zone. And if you want to find your purpose, you most probably have to go outside of your comfort zone. And I'm not saying that doing crazy things outside of the box is your purpose. The purpose is to learn to listen to your intuition. And then there is a thin line between trying to distract yourself in the world and following your intuition, because sometimes it's also important to retreat and to just be by yourself for a while to find your purpose. So again, I want to say the purpose in life is to reconnect with who you really are, and that means not caring so much about the world anymore. And that's hard.
That sounds
That's really
like,
hard.
I don't know, impossible. Not impossible. Like, it sounds like I need to become a monk and kind of be in Tibet and kind of just
No,
focus. I don't know. It sounds for me this
no, you
way.
can have a no, you can have a very normal life. It's about caring about who you impress, who thinks what about you. And Felix, what was that voice just now that says it sounds impossible and I would have to live like a monk? What kind of voice was it? It was the conditioned
Yeah, of course.
self.
It was that one. It was again jumping in and saying, don't be ridiculous. That's
And
against all common sense.
And the first step is to identify that voice, because it you will never find your purpose if you listen to that voice. So I don't encourage anybody to go against societal expectations and to walk around in your pajamas. I don't know. You don't have to do crazy things, but it's just this simple step of understanding that the past is very rigid in us and it says, no, you can't do that. And then ask yourself, why not? Now tell me, why not? Why can't you move to Bali? Why not? Say it again. I will
Well,
lose, yeah.
I will lose my financial security,
Now
my
let me,
house,
okay, I
whatever.
okay. Now, and this is, I would recommend that you write all these arguments down, the reasons down, and then go through them step by step. So I will lose my financial security. Okay. Is that true?
I mean,
I know we don't have to
probably,
go into detail now on this,
yeah, probably not
but
because
yes, exactly.
if I want to do a surf school there, I would also
Yes.
earn something
Yes.
anyway and have a
Yes.
sort of living standard. And
Yes. Yes.
it's,
So the practical tool is to write it down. Yeah, the voice of the past that says you can't do this because of A, B, C, D. Look at it, what you've written down. And it always helps to do that with someone else because then you're not so stuck in your conditioned thinking. You have someone from the outside, a therapist can help, or just a friend. Yeah. And then look at it and ask yourself, is that true? What is financial stability? Who is financially stable? Money, you can lose money within a second if you don't listen to your intuition. So money can also be created if you listen to your intuition. And ask yourself, how important is money to me? What's more important, money or happiness? Money or being in tune with myself? Will money not come from me making myself happy? You don't have to move to Bali to be happy.
Of course.
you can be very happy in Bali, of course, but it's not about that. It's to understand that there is a voice in you, a conditioned voice, which is not you, but that is demanding certain things. Then I would ask myself, okay, if I want to move to Bali, what do I expect from that? Why? What's the feeling I want to have when I move to Bali? What would you say?
I would say a different surrounding, a sense of feeling of like freedom, actually doing what I feel like is right for me in that time of my life or whatever. It's kind of like it has like a feeling of a relief in a
Yes.
sense, relieving myself from this dullness what I'm in right now, or something like that.
And here CBT would say that the world you experience at the moment, which is maybe not as exciting as Bali, the world that you're experiencing, where you don't feel as free as you could in Bali, is a reflection of your thoughts. So what I mean by that is that if we look at our lives, our work, our relationships, our homes, if we look at this, we're looking actually, it sounds a bit creepy the way I say it, but we're looking into our inside because our world, our experience of our life is a reflection of our inside. You can only have the life that you allow yourself to have inside of you, if that makes sense. So, looking at your life, and if you feel that if I go to Bali, I would feel free, that will not work. Because if you want to change the way you feel, you have to change the way you think. And you can do that here in Hamburg. Okay. So I would always recommend that if you think you will find a purpose in life by moving somewhere else, it can give you a temporary relief. And that sounds sad, but actually the actual problem that you're dealing with will follow you and creep in sooner or later, and then you have to deal with it again, and that can be quite disappointing. But you can look at it positively. Sometimes moving somewhere else can give you the amount of time, it's like a delay, yeah, before the old problems creep in again. You have a little amount of time where you have some a little bit ahead of things, and then you can maybe change something and be happier. But you have to be aware, yeah.
I know an example from a friend who kind of tried to do that, and then in the hope of like running away from problems. And then even if you move to the other side of the world, let's say, it kind of haunted him back. So yeah, you cannot run away from it. Maybe you have like a short period where there is actual change happen, sorry, change possible, but yeah, it came back.
If you move somewhere else, if you change location, that's meaning you're looking for purpose in the world. You're moving location. It's not a bad thing. Sometimes it can help, as I said, to give you a temporary relief. But it's like if you walk into the bathroom and you look into the mirror and you don't like what you see in the mirror, it doesn't help to just move to another room, to another mirror, because in the end, you will see the same, because what you see is a reflection of yourself, of your inside. The life you experience is a reflection of your inside, and that means your thoughts. We have the life that we expect to deserve. That's it. That's the summary of our life.
Yeah, it makes total sense in the like when, for example, you look in the mirror, in that example, and you kind of see something in your face that you don't like, and then you hear from other people, but oh, this is like such a nice feature or whatever, and you're like, huh, what? Yeah, I can. It's kind of
Yes,
that one. Yeah.
yeah. Okay, but then there's still the question, what can I practically do in order to find my purpose? And for this, I would always recommend as a practice to meditate, but meditation is not everybody's thing, and you don't have to meditate in order to be happy, but to understand, to fully understand and accept the fact that the world will not give you any purpose. It will actually, the world itself actually will only confuse you if you're looking for a purpose in the world. It has to be, the purpose has to be to connect with who you really are and to let go of pleasing the world. That will, it sounds crazy because you, Felix, like most people who are now listening in this moment to the recording of this episode, they're listening with their conditioned self, which is the ego. That's in psychology, it's called the ego. That's the conditioned self that believes in certain things very rigidly, and that's how we have to do it. That's the ego. It's more the doing and not the being. And if you listen to this episode with the ego mind, then what I say will sound completely ugh, like, okay, so I have to connect with who I really am and stop caring about what the world wants and thinks. That sounds boring.
Or a bit abstract, I don't know. It's
Yes, yes,
I kind of know the direction you're going, and I kind of also understand the importance of it, but yeah, it sounds so
Yeah, I'll give you a very,
other.
yes, because I want to give as much as practical information as I can in this episode. I want to give an example. Let's say there is a businessman who's very active, very successful. He's very much in the outside world and following the expectations, meeting the expectations of the world, doing all this. He's completely in his doing. Very conditioned, okay? And one day he decides to listen to Natalie's episode about purpose, and okay, and then he starts to let go of wanting to please the world. Nobody can do this overnight, but let's say for the sake of the example, he does it, okay? So he lets go of wanting to please the world. He's still functioning, he's meeting his responsibilities, but there's something in his inside that he does, and that is, he stops worrying about what other people think. He stops wanting to make other people like him. He does all the things that are expected from him, but not in order to get anywhere or to find anything. It's just in order to have some peace. So not get any conflict, but not get into any conflict. And then if he turns towards himself, this can be very uncomfortable for many people, because to be so close to yourself is uncomfortable, because we don't like ourselves enough. We don't practice self-love. So being so close to who you really are, like moving more and more inside and listening more and more to yourself, and focusing more and more on yourself, that's in our society, that's called like a weirdo who's not interacting with people anymore enough. But it actually can give you so much satisfaction. And only people who have practiced that, and this is what actually meditation is about. You quiet your mind, you silence all the outside noises, the world, you shut down, you close all the doors and all the windows, and you go inside. And only if you have truly experienced that one single time, the amount of happiness you get from that is unbelievable. This is why people get so, I wouldn't say addicted, but hooked on meditation, because they understand that's the only way to go is inside. And I know I sound like a spiritual guru, but it's just because I experience it myself. There is nothing in this world that compares to the feeling that you get if you go into deep meditation. We can't go into that so easily, because the world is so demanding and it takes all our attention. But in meditation, the attention goes inwards. And then once you understand that, then you know that's my purpose. Because, and this is the important part of this story, once you connect with that, you understand that from this connection with who you really are and the amount of happiness you feel, you are creating something new inside of you. And that has such a massive impact and influence on the world around you. It creates peace. Everybody will notice it. Everybody notices the shift in you, and you don't have to meditate, but it helps, because there is actually no other way to shut down the world. in this busy life. And that's why in big cities, if you want to do that, you probably have to meditate.
Yeah.
Or you live in the woods. But you
Which I
can be
don't.
very, yes, you can be very distracted in the woods also by the outside world. The more you're distracted by the outside world, I would always recommend to please the world as much as you have to, but then tune into yourself as much as you can. And that's how you will find your purpose. In the world, you will not find a purpose. It will only drive you crazy and make you sad and depressed in the end. Yeah, does that make sense the way I'm explaining it?
Totally, yeah. It kind of, yeah, just resonates with me. I'm just looking outside my window right now. I'm like fully into your
Yes.
thoughts and
Yeah.
like really like felt like a resonating with me at this
Okay.
moment.
Good, good. One last piece of information regarding this. So, purpose is the reason why people in this world are looking for purpose is because they feel that they want to change things because this world is not okay. We all know that. And we want to change things. And that is so good that people are looking for purpose. They're not lazy. They're looking for purpose. I mean, that you have to give humanity some credit that people are looking for purpose. They're not lazy. They want to change things. So, but you, the, and this is the most important information in this episode is that the change happens from your inside. That's how you change things. Think of the conflict that's going on in Middle East at the moment. That would not happen if the people were happy and peaceful inside. They couldn't. Nobody can start a war if you have established peace inside of yourself. You wouldn't do that. Why? What for? There's nothing to get. It doesn't make me happy to, yeah, let's not go into detail.
I
It's
know what you
big
mean, yeah.
madness going on there.
Yeah.
So the purpose in life, and I know that many people will think, oh, that doesn't sound as exciting as going to Bali and starting something like a school for single moms. I don't know, or
Surfing? Oh,
something
yeah.
with the yeah the it's it sounds as if I'm changing the world by helping people who need help. Yes, but that will not change anything because this world that we experience is a reflection of our inside, of our mass, how do you say,
Consciousness? No.
yes, well, I want to say like the everybody on this planet through their inside is creating this world. We are co-creators, let's say, yeah, we're creating this together. Everybody's thoughts, everybody's opinions, everybody's emotions, that in summary is creating the world we are in, the conflicts, yeah, the good things, the bad things, everything. It's a big mess. And the only way to have a purposeful life is to go inside and to create as much peace as you can. And that is a life long project, you'll have enough to do.
Oh,
That's how I see
no, it
it.
sounds very re it's, as I said
Yes.
earlier, very resonating with me because I was kind of thinking about the also the purpose of meditation, but it makes totally sense, yeah.
But then, Felix, the ego, the conditioned self will come and say, that's not enough. Just going, if we all just sat on our cushions meditating, nothing would change in the world. And that is not true. And this is where CBT can help because if you can identify those thoughts that are conditioned and that are criticizing what you actually deep inside understand, and then the voice says, oh, that doesn't go, that doesn't lead anywhere. We won't get anywhere with just meditating. That's ridiculous. That's nothing. And if you identify that voice, that's how you can maneuver through that. You have to understand the impact that conditioned thinking has on you. And that's actually the summary of CBT. Yeah, I think this is a good moment to end. Or do you have any questions?
No, I'm just blown away right now. It's kind of like opened like a new train of thoughts
Yeah.
and understanding, which is very, I feel very at peace right now, interestingly.
Good. You see, wow, amazing. So that if you feel at peace, then that means that my words have reached you and that it is already doing something to you. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. This true self in you is has you've listened with that true self in you, and it has reached you and touched you, and that's amazing. And that's
Yeah.
where the change starts.
Awesome.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, super. So I'm glad we did this in two halves because I think that's easier to digest for many people.
True,
Yeah.
true.
Okay. So we would like to thank all our listeners for taking the time to listen to this episode, and we hope you enjoyed it. I'll now end this recording, and maybe I'll see you in one of my next episodes. Take care for now, and goodbye.
Bye.